If you have it there, the Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on top. Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be Nisochim Haboyim Bifnei Atzmon? Let's say they bring the Sochim, that means they just bring the wine. They pour the wine on top of the Mizbeach, it comes by itself. Usually the Nisochim is a chayv to bring by a lot of Kabonis. All the Kabonis at the Korban HaTomid, you have to bring the Sochim with the Korban. Let's say you do not bring the Korban itself, you only bring the Nisochim by itself. Rashi says the case is where you brought the Korban yesterday, and you could bring the Nisochim the next day, or even in 10 days from now. So when you bring the Nisochim by themselves, Tunim Shira Ayin Tunim Shira. The Levium has to sing then, with the Kalim, with the Ped, that they have to sing, say Shira then or not. Usually, by a regular Korban, when you bring the Korban and then you bring the Nisochim, the Levium have a mitzvah to have Shira. They have to sing along. So maybe that's only with the Korban, but just the Nisochim by itself is the Shaila. What's the Shaila? Kivan the Yom Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Om Rav Yenison. That minayin, how do I know to say? Shainayim Shira El Alayayin, that we only say Shira by wine. That was more before, we dashed in a lot of psukim, that the Pasuk and Shaftim, Chdalti, that we say Shira on wine. If so, I'm reading here also, since there's a mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin, they used to pour the wine on top of the Mizbeach, so if so, there's this Indian to say Shira also. Or Duma maybe no. Alachilu Shti Yamrinan. Maybe you have to have an achila, means you have to have a korban there also. You have to be burning the korban. And then when you pour the wine on the mizbeach, that's when you have the shira. But ashti luchuda lo yamrinan. But maybe on shti, on drinking by itself, just the wine, maybe then there's no mitzvah of shira. That's the shaila. Rashi says achila shti means korban nesachim. Maybe you have to have both together. Mor says Toshima, come in here. It says what? That Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said before, that Megalgalim Schus L'Yom Zakai, we make something good for a good day and something bad for a bad day. So the question was, Hai Shira, over there it says, by the day Kamat, they were the Churban Habayit, the Churban the Beis Hamikdash, they were saying Shira. So the question is, Hai Shira, Mayavirate, what were they singing Shira then? Yelam, if you want to tell me the year last Chayva, like that was on Tisha B'Av, the day of the Churban Habayit. So you want to tell me that day the Shira they said was the Chayvos. From the Korban Elu, the Korban Atomas they brought. So the question is, Mihevei, was there a Korban Atomid anymore? The Shiv Asa Batamis bought Latomid. That year, on Shiv Asa Batamis, they stopped having the Korban Atomid. Like the Goyim surrounded already Yerushalayim, and they couldn't bring any Korbanis, any animals inside. So they stopped having enough animals, Kvosim, to bring the Korban Atomid from Shiv Asa Batamis. So from by Tishvav, they didn't have the Korban anymore. The yellow maybe, the yellow's nedova. Maybe the pshat is that somebody's son happened to have a ben bok or a korban there to be brought for a nedova. And that's what they were saying to Shiva. Samora says, no, but Tony Rav Mori bred Rav Kano, the Lloyd Sricho, that we said before, no, that on Eulas nedova, you don't have to have Shiva. Shira only comes on an Eulas chayva when there's a chayv to bring it, a kvul and zman. But something you can bring anytime you want, the chal doesn't have a chayv to have Shira. So the question is, how were they saying Shiva there on that Tisha B'Av? They had no korban. And Allah, isn't the pshat the Nisachim? That even though they didn't have the korban atomid, but they had Nisachim, they were pouring wine on the Mizbeach. So you have a raya that when you just pour the wine alone, even without a korban, still there's a mitzvah to say Shiva. Smur says, no, there is no proof. Omar Rava says, V'teimu Ravashi, V'tizbra, this is a good reasoning, Shiva D'yoyma. That day we had before was Yom Rishon. So it was Mitzvah Shabbos when the Churban Habayis took place. The Tishpav came out on Sunday, on Yom Rishon. So Shir with Yom really should have been Lashem or some Loya. Like we say, Yom Rishon, that the Shir Levim sang was Lashem or some Loya. So it says before in the Gemara, they were saying the capital of Vayoshev Alei Mesoinim B'Shir with Yabo B'Shabahu. Like how come they were singing the Shira that goes to Wednesday, goes to Yom Revi? They were singing the Mizmor of Yoshua Lay Masainim. So anyway, it's Akasha, they were saying like the wrong Shira. Elo, the answer is, I love the Yamu, the Nafla, the Pamayu. They were Stam singing Shira, not the Torah, the Mitzvah Shira, because of the Nesachim, but Stam, Levim, Stam, they were singing Shira then. It's interesting, even though it was Amish Tishra, was the day of the Churban Abayis, but right before the Churban, they were singing Shira to Hashem. For the more noble, I'm the Malduchonim Ketonis Mashma, they were standing on the right places where they're supposed to when they say Shira. So mashmu was a real mitzvah shiva they were saying then, not just on the desire to sing something. So Marin says, could Rosh Lakish? The Yom Rosh Lakish says, Oy meshiva shlei ala korban. If Levim wanted to, they could say shiva without a korban, like they could say shiva anytime they want. So they're also not a stand on duchonim. So then that tishba, what they sang, they were not singing al sechiva, because the Nesachim without a korban. Could be Nesachim without a korban. You have no chiyuv to have shiva. There was stam singing stam shiva. So the question is, if that's the halacha, that they could stam sing a shiva even without a korban, yochi, but Nesachim nami leino. So what's your question then? If you say you could say shiva without a korban altogether, so say shiva just with the Nesachim alone? What's the shaila? Why shouldn't you be able to say shiva? You can tell me you can say shiva anytime you want. So what's the shaila? You shouldn't be able to say shiva when you bring the Nesachim without a korban. Samora says true, but the answer here is nothing b'nei churba, something bad will come out, means midrabbanan is a swerve to say they should say not to do it. Rashi says the yosla meimor ki eichid in Nesachim aboyim if niyatzman rishus. People think that if they would say the shiva when they bring the Nesachim by itself, and you're telling me now maybe the pshat is you're not mechuyiv to, but it's rishus, if you want to you're allowed to. See, if you're allowed to and you could do it, people make mistakes and say that Nesachim aboyim in a korban ami rishus. They say that when you bring the Nesachim with the regular korban, that's also only your rishus. There's a permission. If you want, you could say shira, and if not, they won't know there's a real chiv. If so, that's as far to say that the Rabbanan told you not to say shira. So therefore, from here you have no proof that it could be the din is that the Nesachim by itself is not mechuyiv to have shira, and if you're not mechuyiv to have shira, that's as far the Rabbanan should say not to do it. So if we have no proof on the shaila, it's a good shaila, if you could say shira, even though you do not have a korban, just within the Nesachim by itself. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we have before, in the daf before, that Rabbi Yossi said, Megalgalin tzchus liyem zakei, because something good to yem zakei, Rashi says, Zakei liyem zakei, Rashi before said, Mingos on tzchus liyem zakei, means, Benisim nigulu, benisim asidun ligoyo. Just like Nisan first took place, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, for the Nimes Hashem, Yimesha Mashiach will also be, the Gula Shlem will also come in Nisan. That's called Megagwan Schusli Yem Zak, and who are Din Chayvulu Yem Chayva, means on Tisha B'Av, the Klai Yisrael at that time cried, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem paid them back and gave them the Zuchur Ben Abayis on Tisha B'Av. And then the Beis Yisrael, the price before was that for Rishayna, the first Churban of the Beis HaMikdash was B'Moitzoy Shvius. It was like after Shemitah, like on the first year right after Shemitah. So the question is that true? Mi Mishkachas lo could come out that the Churban of the Bayis took place on the first year of Shemitah, like Moitzoy Shemitah. Is that true? Mi Mishkachas live lo ksiv, the Pasuk says, Micheskel, B'yeshrim v'chom eishono, it was the 25th year, L'golusenu, that we went into Golus. Rashi says it means Golus Yehoyochin. To the goalless of Yehoyachin, Vacherosh Ramaskev, Yecheskel, Vicheskel Hoyisham, Hoyimon, Yecheskel was with them, with Yehoyachin. It says the 25th year of the Golasenu. Now, Barosh Hashonah, Biyesla was Rosh Hashonah, and Biyechel Achodesh, the 10th day, that means Yom Kippur. The Arba also Shonah, Achar, Asher Huksair. It was 14 years after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Huksair, the Yerushalayim was captured. So that's what happened. So Ezeo Hishana, which year is it? She Rosh Hashanah B'Yesla Chodesh, that the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Yom Kippur. Have Yom is the Yovel? That's Yovel. Rashi says Yovel, that's Rosh Hashanah Shalor B'Yom HaKippurim. It's Rosh Hashanah, the din of Yovel is Chal on Yom Kippur. The Taikin Bez, the Meshefer, Beth used to blow on the Meshefer then, for the Torah Mavodim, the Avodim will be free to the house. The Sardis Chosen the Balayim, the Yoz Miris, Shiyov, then we'll see it's Yovel. Alma Shnas Yovel, who be Shnas Yudalid, Lechurban Abayas. Comes out that the Shnas Yovel was the 14th year from the Churban Abayas. And Rashi the Havamina now is also, Gesav Rav, the Bahadi Shos of the Churban Kamar, including the year of the Churban itself. The Yovel, who the Yoylam, the Moitsoy Shvias. Yovel itself was always the 50th year, the year after Shemitah. Tishnas Mem Teshviyasi, like the 49th year, that's Shemitah, and then the 50th year is Yovel. So Kitzur, what the Pasuk says here, that again it was the 25th year of the Golosenu from the time they left Yoyachin, and now it was a Rosh Hashanah, the Eslachan, I mean, it was the Yovel year, which this Yovel year was 14 years after the Churban HaBayis. Now, these Sagadef, you can tell me and think, that the Chag B'Shavua Choriv, that the Churban HaBayis took place on the Moitzoy Shemitah, meaning the first year of the new Shemitah, is so, Mechad B'Shavua, Lechad B'Shavua Timneh, from the first year to the next first year is 8 years later. It's 7 years, like from one to number eight is eight. 8 years. Now, Lechad B'Shavua Achrina, until the end of the next Shemitah, until the beginning, was Chomish Esrin Heaven, is 15 years. Sadi tell me it was only 14 years, the Chur should be 15 years. Like how come it says here, it was 14 years after the Churban, and this here was what was on Yovel. So if you're telling me now that the Shemitah, that the Churban took place on Moitzoi, so then the Yovel should be the 15th year, not the 14th year. So Marim says, Amravina b'yarbos shona acha shona shuk's year. I mean to say, we're not including in this Cheshbon the year of the Churban HaBayis. That means it's 14 years later after that year. So from number 2 to number 15, that's 14 years. So the year after the year of the Churban HaBayis HaMikdash, now we're 14 years later. For the Gemara Yochi, so the Yeshrim of the Chomishonah wanted to say it was the 25th year now of the Golis, the Chur Eshrim V'Sheshev, it should have been the 26th year of the Golis. The Yom HaMalkus, we learn like this, Golu Bashiva, there was a Golis of 7 years. Rashi says Golu Bashiva means Bashona Shiviyas Lakibusha Yokum. From the 7th year that Yokum took over Yerushalayim, it was a Golis to have to leave Yerushalayim. That's called Golu Bashiva, and Golu Bashmaina was Golu 8 year old. So Rashi says, Kleima, Shoisa Golis Hoiso Bashona Shminas Lamarchus Nebuchadnezzar. It was the 8th year of the king of Nebuchadnezzar. The Shona Shni Lamachusa Kivish Yoyokim, because the second year, like the year after Nebuchadnezzar became Melech, that's when Yoyokim took over Yerushalayim, and he stayed there for 7 years. And the 7th year that after Yoyokim took over Yerushalayim, he was also thrown out of Yerushalayim, which was really the 8th year of the Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. Now, the Yudches Golu, it was also a Golus on Yudches. Rashi says, in Tzidkiyo, that was with Tzidkiyo, for Yehoisa Chorvas Yishlam, that's the year when Yishlam was Chorv. That was 18 years later, after Yoyokim took over Yishlam. For Yehoisa Shnas Yudches, the Kibbush Yoyokim was the 18th year that Yoyokim took over Yishlam. 18 years later was the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shnas, that was really the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar to be Melech. Yeah. So 19 years after Nebuchadnezzar became Melech, that's when there was the Churban HaBayis. Now, yeah, that's the goal of Yudches and goal of Yudches. Now, Mishah from 7, the Yatimnesor until 18, Chatzor, it's 11 years. And then the Chomesh Esrim with 15, that's Esrim Vashesh, it should be 26th year. So why does it say now it's 25 years after that Golis? It should 11 and 15 should be the 26th year. It's not the 25th. So Morin says, Amulah Ravina, Ulvidach, even according to your Cheshbin, Minicha, does it come out good? Michti, let's see. It says, Golu Namni Betisha Sarah, the Golis was the 19th year. Rashi Sagal died of the Haidim Ataritz, that the Morris thought now the answer was there were Gimel Golis. The other Tony Goli, because if you test, there were two different Golis. So you want to say that in exile, the 19th year, so what? Golu Nami Betisha Esrei with the 19th year, so let's see, Mishev from 7 via Tishasur until 19, his Tapisori, there are 12 years. Now via Visori and 14 years, so you have 12 and 14, is Esrei Meshisev, and it also should be 26 years. So the Cheshbon also doesn't come out good. It doesn't say 25, it should be 26. Elamayas Lameim, what do you have to answer over here? Elamayas Lameim, what do you have to say? That Levar Mishasa de Golibo, were not including that first year they wanted to go with. That year is not included. We're talking the years afterwards. If so, l'didinami, to my cheshbinos, I'll tell you, levar mishisa to golubo. It's after the 6 years of golubo, that's when we're counting. So therefore, it's only 25 years later. So, Mr. Samurai's question, mikomokom shisasur, it's 19. Mikomokom shisasur l'ravina kasha. To ravina takasha, where do you have the 19th year? Like, where's the golus of the 19? How do you have that? Mikomokom shisasur l'ravina kasha. So my answer is, yeah. So my answer is, Misawa, who told you, Sholas Golias said whether there were three different times of Golas? No. Golu Bisheva Likibus Yochum. They first left Yerushalayim the seventh year after Yochum took over. She, which was Shimon Nebuchadnezzar, which was the eighth year of the kingdom of the Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Golu B'Shemayin Asar, when were they like thrown out of the, when were the Churban of Ayis like, when were they thrown out of Yerushalayim, they captured Yerushalayim and burnt it? That was the 18th year of the Kibush HaYokim, the Kibush HaYokim. She, which was Tisha Asar L'Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 19th year of the Nebuchadnezzar. So it's not three different times, it's only two times. There's one time, Stam, when HaYokim was thrown out of Yerushalayim, and then there's like 18 years, which is, that was 7, which is 11 years later, when there was the Churban HaBayis. That's when the whole, they burnt, that's when they took over Yerushalayim and burnt it. To Yom HaMarkus, we learned like this, in Seder Olam, we learned, Yom HaMar, Shona Rishona Kivis Ninveh. Like the first year, that was the year that Ninveh took over. That was called Shona Rishona. In the first year of the Nebuchadnezzar, he conquered Ninveh. And it's